USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is not going to release his tax returns.
Look, as I understand it, the president's pretty clear. Once he's out of audit, he'll think about doing it, but he is not inclined to do so at this time. He turned over hundreds of pages of a financial disclosure form during the campaign. Everyone knows he's a very successful billionaire. He's had a lot of success in the business world, but people see what he's been able to accomplish.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Now, House Democrats have gave the IRS until 5 p.m. Eastern time to hand over the president's tax returns.
Today's suit enables us to make sure that those consequences are decided in a court of law, not on a cable news network, not in an interview on a TV station.
Attorney Greg Kula is saying why the Osandario brothers are suing actor Jussie Smollett for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The 15th Annual National Catholic Prayer Breakfast was held this morning. President Trump didn't make it, but his acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, addressed the audience of about 1,000 and said that President Trump and the administration are friends of the Catholic faith.
So I'm comfortable as a Catholic, even though I work for a gentleman who is not Roman Catholic, that the principles of our faith are alive and well respected in this administration and are driving many of our policies.
The winner of last month's $768 million Powerball jackpot is coming forward. In Madison, Wisconsin, 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he bought the winning ticket at a Speedway gas station.
I honestly felt so lucky that I did look at the camera, and I really wanted to wink at it because I just had that lucky feeling.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, was speaking during the Time 100 summit in New York on Tuesday. He was asked about the Mueller report and investigations over whether the Trump campaign colluded with Russia during the 2016 campaign.
Quite frankly, the whole thing's just a big distraction for the country. And you look at, you know, what Russia did, you know, buying some Facebook ads to try to sow dissent and do it, and it's a terrible thing. But I think the investigations and all of the speculation that's happened for the last 2 years has had a much harsher impact on our democracy than a couple of Facebook ads. If you look at the magnitude of what they did and what they accomplished, I think the ensuing investigations have been way more harmful.
Hillary Clinton was also speaking at that Time 100 summit, and she was asked about the Mueller report as well.
We were the subject of a foreign adversary's attack, an attack on our election, an attack on our sovereignty, an attack on our democracy. This is not just about a reckoning with the recent past. This is about what is going on today and the threats to our next election, to our defense as a nation.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Three people escaped serious injury Monday after a rollover on a gravel road west of Dameron Valley. A southbound truck hit a concrete barrier and flipped over into oncoming traffic yesterday, resulting in a six-vehicle collision that brought northbound Interstate 15 traffic to a crawl. And four conservation groups have asked a judge to block a Trump administration plan allowing drilling, mining, and other activities in Utah and six other western states they say will harm sage grouse. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, look for sunny skies today, 85 for the high, clear tonight, 55, tomorrow sunny and 90. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
This just in. Stupidity has taken over the world. Not the normal kind of stupid. The advanced kind. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Mike Devers, in his book, said that I had a short attention span. Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell? Let's move on to something else.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. How are you today? On a Tuesday, I'm back and so glad to be back, actually. I needed a little saltwater R&R and I got it. And happy to be back. I spent some time with family and, of course, missed Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a little trouble catching up to that. 12,832 news items that happened in the last 2 days.
It's been, I was almost afraid. I was like afraid to come back this week because this week we have a lot of guests. We have so many topics going on. We have Obama's brother coming tomorrow, Malik Obama. And we also have all kinds of, Glenn Tate on Friday. What happens after a huge disaster happens? How do people come together? We've got Dr. Duke on Thursday this week instead of today. We've got other guests coming on too about immigration and about boy crisis. And I mean, it's insane. The news is unbelievable. So the Mueller report came out while we were on a break. So we got to talk about that. The Boy Scouts, big, huge breaking story right now. And Mitt Romney, of course. Let me just guess. Mitt Romney weighs in on the Mueller report. Let me guess. He threw Trump under the bus pretty hardcore. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure all is still right in the world as far as I know it, as far as being predictable, right? Not being right, just being predictable. So he threw Trump under the bus and basically said it's disparaging, it's awful, it's I'm sorry, was there a crime that I missed in the report? Was there an actual crime that happened? Or
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Okay,
I think it's been the same thing it's been for 2.5 years, a lot of speculation.
Okay, because the report actually did state there was no corruption,
right.
There was no collusion, right?
It did.
Okay.
And it didn't say that there was any obstruction of justice.
Right.
It said, well, we can't really actually say he's innocent.
Thus leaving a window open for anything else that we would like to make sure is looming. That's perfect. That's perfect. So so he was out there throwing him under the bus. And then Mike Lee, actually, Senator Lee, went on The View and was talking about not really throwing Trump under the bus, but basically out there saying, you know, that there it's a lot of double negatives in the report. It's really hard to even understand what Mueller's saying. When I saw a headline that said, is the Mueller report, it may be a impeachment referral. And I wow, really? I never read that Mueller was basically gunning for an impeachment. I thought he was just saying, no, you know, I investigated for 2 years, spent over $50 million and basically have nothing to show for it, really. We just kind of sat on it and decided to wait two full years so that we could come out and say what we wanted to say.
Well, he couldn't say that.
Well, Yeah. So, you know, this is just getting interesting. So, of course, he throws him under the bus first chance he gets, and says he's sickened at the extent of the pervasiveness of dishonesty, misdirection by individuals, including the president. Maybe we read somewhat different reports, but I honestly am sitting here with my mouth kind of open, not in shock because he throws him under the bus every 5 seconds, but just the stuff he's coming up with. What was your reaction to this?
My reaction is the same as it's been for 2.5 years.
Right.
They're all competing to see who can pull their head out faster.
So true. So GOP Senators Rob Portman and Susan Collins of Maine were more cautious in their condemnations of Trump conduct. What about the intelligence agency's conduct? What about Mueller and having 2 years on this? I'm sorry, I think they came up with this much sooner, and I think they sat on it until after the elections on purpose. What about ever calling that out? I don't understand it. Maybe it's just me.
Well, no. Throughout history, criminals have been hesitant to confess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it gets tricky.
Yeah.
It gets tricky. Okay. And so, yes, Mike Lee was out there saying something very different than Romney was saying. Romney is actually over in the Middle East meeting with foreign officials about Middle East things. And I don't know if people realize that he got in his junior year, he's a junior senator, got on the Foreign Intelligence Committee. That's a very powerful committee in the Senate. There's about 14 really, like, the most powerful, and that's one of them. I just wonder how he got on so quick. Huh. What a shock. Lindsey Graham calling for, okay, guys, impeach Trump. Now, Lindsey Graham I don't trust at all. I don't trust him as far as you can throw him. And Pelosi backing off because she'll know it'll backfire. Right?
Sure.
Okay. I'm just getting all caught up here. Just making sure I'm on the right track. Okay. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Any comments about the Mueller report itself? I know everybody and their dog started digging into it Thursday, and there just wasn't anything there. There just wasn't anything there. I'm sure Chris Ann Hall will comment on Thursday when she comes on, but it's just a whole lot of nothing. Nothing over and over again. And I think people really are trying. They're trying really hard. But what's interesting, I thought about it, is if your own intelligence agencies are scheming, right, to do a coup against you, scheming to spy on you as a candidate for president of the United States, and Russia comes and they say, hey, we have some information on this. You might be pretty interested in this. That isn't collusion. That's getting information on your own intelligence agencies that are out there doing those things to you, which should be under investigation. And so Romney's out there saying, well, he shouldn't have gotten any information from Russia, and should only turn to our law enforcement. Our law enforcement was screwing him over. So what do you do? Where do you go?
Yeah, no, I think the president was fully, he was fine doing that. You know, especially when the head of your intelligence agency's name is Brutus. That you have a right to do those
things. I mean, you know, you're already working with intelligence agencies that are screwing you, so I'm not quite sure there's anywhere else to go other than just getting information. That doesn't mean that you're colluding to be president of the United States. That means that you're saying, hey, I'll take any information because my own people are out to get me. I mean, I don't understand why people can't understand that, but okay. Before we move on to the Boy Scouts, this was sort of Ben McAdams, right?
Yeah.
Socialist. Okay. Socialist.
He's worse than a socialist.
I know, he's a socialist. He's out there teaching fiscal responsibility money to fourth graders. First of all, does he have nothing better to do? And And second of all, I don't want a socialist teaching my kids about money. They don't understand it themselves. I just thought to myself, do they not have other things? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I get a little. We have people to do that, and you know, not that I'm loving Common Core math, because you know how I feel about that, but I just these things to sort of desensitize us to all of the roles that congressmen and senators seem to want to play and do, and all these things that they want to be involved in, really exceed the boundaries of the job they were elected. And it's not a bad thing to go to an elementary school, I suppose, but I just wonder if there's just, we have so many pressing issues. I'm just curious as to why so much time.
Well, what I find interesting about it is he's teaching them about family budgeting.
Yeah.
In a class that the classroom is actually a Spanish immersion class.
Right, right.
And he's teaching them, and he said that if they learn the simple lessons about family budgeting, they'll know more than Congress.
All right, well, boy.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, that is the truth. I'll tell you, it gets a little disconcerting for sure. When I think that there's so much out there, and I see bills like renaming post offices, or I see them out there doing all kinds of things that have nothing to do with the job that they were elected for, that just kind of rubs me the wrong way. It's not a bad thing. I don't know. I have to shake my head at it, because they seem to, and like I said, it's not a terrible thing. It's just, I see all these senators and congressmen going out in the world doing all kinds of things that they really have no authority to do. And no one ever calls them on it. The media doesn't call them on it. Nobody asks. And that bothers me. And so I guess right now, anything they're doing that isn't really applied to what they're supposed to be doing in office that they're getting paid to do, I just probably have more of a problem with it than most people, I guess. We're going to come back. I guess Earth Day was yesterday, huh?
I was thrilled.
I know. The enviros went nuts, man. That is their day. It's worship the earth, baby. Worship the earth. Yeah, there's all kinds of funky ceremonies and all kinds of stuff going on with that. So we'll get to that. Also, chalking tires is going to be up to the 6th District Court, by the way, whether that is, or I guess it was ruled unconstitutional.
Yes.
By the 6th District Court. There's a couple of cases coming, but that one was ruled unconstitutional, chalking tires. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Don't even know what that is.
I know. That you're probably right about that. We'll talk about that. Also, Boy Scouts. Let's talk about Boy Scouts when we come back. Very interesting reports on some files going on with the Boy Scouts, pedophilia, all kinds of things, unfortunately. So we'll have to come back and talk about that. We'll take your calls, 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Happy to be back. Like I said, we have volumes of things to talk about today, just volumes, from Kate Smith all the way to the bombing and Washington Post calling it out as far right, making people very upset, which they should be, to the Mueller report. A teen sues $1 billion because AI had him wrongly arrested because they were relying on AI. That story just came out. We'll talk about that, too, when we come back. We have so much, as you can probably tell. But we'll take your calls. Isn't that great? And we'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Glad to be back. Live today, live all week. And we have so many guests this week. It's going to be a lot of fun. Be right back.
Hey.
Attention homeowners, has your heating and AC system struggled and you've wondered when is the best time to upgrade that old system? Now is a great time during the milder season where you probably aren't using your system as much and the guys at Air Care Professional have more time available. Plus, get up to $2,450 off in rebates on a new system and 0% equipment finance options OAC. Air Care Professionals and Bryant are doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Call Air Care Professionals today, 628-2423, or online at aircareprofessionals.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. We're doing some spring cleaning and you can clean up.
Ugh, can you believe my ad guy actually wrote that? I gotta get a new agency. Anyway, we're making room for our new lines, so all our floor models have to go. Save up to 70% on the world's best brands, Serta, Beautyrest, and 5-Star, and save up to 50% on adjustable bases. No better time to save than spring cleaning at Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Do your kids have to Google camping to see what it looks like? Do your kids watch YouTube videos to learn about wildlife? When was the last time your entire family got away from the electronics and spent a weekend camping in the great outdoors? Now is the time to make summer memories with your family. Nielsen RV can make those memories happen for less than you might think. Nielsen RV is the home of the warranty forever at no cost to you. State Street and Hurricane in St. George off the Bluff Street exit under the giant American flag, or NielsenRV.com.
Steamroller Copiers, we're the one to help you till your work is done. The full service business center makes your day run so much better.
Rubber stamps,
letterheads,
colored copies, blue and red,
invitations for the wedding,
faxing and computer renting.
Steamroller Copiers has the largest selection of wedding invitations in Southern Utah.
For all you brides-to-be, right now we have special pricing on custom wedding invitations. Purchase 500 invites for only $149.
That's right, $149. At Steamroller Copiers, we offer a personal attention and ability to customize your wedding announcement to match your unique style and personality.
Additional wedding accessories we offer at Steamroller include lined envelopes, enclosure cards, guest books, thank you cards, bridal canvases, and oversized photo prints.
Come in to any Steamroller Copiers location, St. George Boulevard, South River Road, or State Street in Hurricane.
Steamroller Copiers, always asking,
what do you want to print today?
The Full Service Business Center, Steamroller Copiers.
John Gibson, digging up history. The year is 1010. The hero of our story is a monk in a monastery. The oh my God moment, the monk figured out how to fly. That story after this. Want to get back that full head of hair you once had? Now you can do something about hair loss with Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to help you return to a full-bodied head of hair. Reveal for men and women, too, for all types of hair. 30-day money-back guarantee. Get yours at johngibson.com. That's Reveal for hair at johngibson.com. Click on the Juness button on the right. johngibson.com. Juness. Almost a millennium before the Wright brothers, there was Elmer. He was a monk at the Malmesbury Abbey in England, and Elmer wanted to fly. Elmer figured out how to make a pair of wings, and he strapped them to his arms and feet. With the other monks watching, and one writing it all down, Elmer took his wings to the tower of the abbey and launched himself. He did not immediately crash to the ground. His fellow monk wrote that Elmer flew, or glided, a furlong, which is two football fields. Then he crashed to the ground. He broke both legs. He was lame ever after. Almost 1,000 years before the Wright brothers, there was Elmer the Flying Monk. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Miracles occur every day for sick children in our community.
I have chronic granulomatous disease, which is an immune deficiency disease.
A brain tumor.
But they need your help to keep those miracles happening.
Leukemia.
Hi, I'm Freddie. Support courageous children battling life-threatening illness and become a miracle maker today. Learn more and donate at cmnhospitals.org.
Thank you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When you stumble and fall,
carry on.
Cause you got something to say,
carry on. Here comes a better day.
All right.
Hey, yeah.
Hi there. Welcome. welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad to have you today. Make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. They're doing personalized body type diets, 20 pounds, 200 pounds, it doesn't matter. Call 628-DIET. That's what works for me, and they can actually help you figure out the right type for your body. They're fantastic. Dr. Diet Weight Loss. DrDietWeightLoss.com. DrDietWeightLoss.com. You can check them out. And it's the Dr. Diet Wellness Center. You can check them out on Facebook, too. They have metabolic booster, appetite suppressants, all kinds of things to help you. They really helped me, and I'm so grateful for it, and I've kept the weight off. And it really did the trick when I got some help. We're always procrastinating everything, aren't we? And that is probably the biggest thing procrastinated in the United States, and so is weight loss. And so make sure you just get some help so that you're ready for summer and that you're ready for to have a healthy life, healthy lifestyle. I love it. Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. So Uncle Milty. Wow. So much. So I want to talk about this because this is the Boy Scouts. Ouch. This is the problem. I loved what the Boy Scouts have stood for. I've loved the organization, and my boys have been a part of this organization. But more and more, as more comes out, as things are going on, as we all know, what's happened to the Boy Scouts in the last couple of years, mm-hmm. It's been tough. Has it been tough for you? Because I think it's such a long-standing organization. And
It has been, but not as bad as for some people, because I was never big in scouting. I wasn't a scout. Mm-hmm. My boys didn't like Boy Scouts. They didn't hang in with it after the first couple of years. Mm-hmm. So, but I knew it was a good organization. Mm-hmm. Or at least I thought it was.
Yeah, I mean, I did too, and I think they did do a lot of good. There was a lot of good that came out of the Boy Scouts. But around 1920, soon after the BSA formed, the organization began keeping files on adult leaders and volunteers mm-hmm. who committed various crimes and offenses. And so these files were originally called Red Flag Files. And decades later, they were renamed the Confidential Files, and then the name was changed to the Ineligible Volunteer, or as they are commonly known today, the IV files. And then the IV files are made up of six categories of offenses, including morals, financial, leadership, theft, and criminal. I'll say that again. So six different types of offenses to be on the in the IV files. Mm-hmm. If you were volunteering or you were with the Boy Scouts, and that was morals, financial, leadership, theft, and criminal. So by far the largest category is the perversion files, or what's called the P files, as the BSA internally refers to them. And the perversion files contain the files the names of the adult leaders who have been accused or convicted in a criminal court, molesting or otherwise sexually abusing Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm. I think that's fine that they kept these files.
Mm-hmm.
If more groups like scouting would mm-hmm. do that, maybe we'd have a lot less of this coming out down the road. This is exactly what the Catholic Church did also. They kept the files, but they kept them private.
Yeah.
Why private?
I don't know. So it was the Oregon Supreme Court, by order, I think this was back in 2010, those perversion files were released to the public for the first time, right? And the files covered the period between 65 and 85, 1985. And the documents, are available, and the files are redacted, which means the names of the victims, blacked out. And then since 2012, there's been release for files for others in Minnesota, Texas, but the files have not been made public, right, at that point. And so the Portland case, I mean, this has expanded considerably. And so this is in the news, of course, today. And maybe people are really surprised. I don't know if I'm surprised. I think an organization that works with kids might have an element of this. Why would you not think they might have an element
Absolutely.
Of this, right? And so there's an attorney claiming that Boy Scouts of America had files of child abusers within their ranks going back to the 1940s. They actually, since the 1920s, but probably in 40s on, I would imagine there would have been more files than from 1920 to 1940. So there's 200 of these files coming out from New Jersey, New York, and allegations came to light last night. A victim's rights attorney who compiled an incomplete list of former Boy Scout leaders accused of abuse in New York held a press conference Tuesday to discuss what were the claims of widespread pattern of abuse. And so, ouch, as this comes out in all the state, this is gonna, and I just feel for these victims. Oh my gosh. But there was the victim's right attorney was calling it a system of denial and cover-ups. And he claimed that the Boy Scouts have files on child abusers, obviously going back to the 1940s, that should have been divulged after a certain period of time. Possibly.
Still hiring these people? No.
No, they weren't.
Of course they flagged them
in the system.
Right. So what did they do wrong? If they kept the files, flagged them, didn't have them around the kids, that's a good thing.
Right.
Are they in trouble because they didn't have a crystal ball and knew every single pedophile that came into the organization?
Right. No. Yeah. Alleged perpetrators found in the files, the number is new. There was a testimony cited by a professional retained by the BSA to audit the files that there were over 7,800 suspected perpetrators. The number of victims over 12,000. Ouch.
Well, thankfully, though, the Boy Scouts issued a statement saying that they care deeply about all victims of child abuse and sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting.
Right.
That comforts me.
Yeah. You know, now, I would think that to most people listening right now, that was probably news. The names of the files, the way that they had this internally done. Did you ever know that they had that? I didn't.
I wasn't
aware of it. I don't know if anyone was aware of it before 2010 when the case went through Oregon and then the Supreme Court in Oregon made it public. Then the other states started really going after it.
This is exactly the reason that the Boy Scouts of America no longer exists.
Mm-hmm.
Because what good does it do to maintain files like that and to protect the children from those you hire when they can sue you and get hired anyway? It became illegal to not hire a pedophile to go with your boys camping for the weekend. Okay, so
there was 130 former BSA leaders, not the volunteers, but the leaders in New York alone, who are found in the files that have been made available so far. 130 just in one state. So according to this attorney, the list of alleged abusers was compiled in what they called the Anderson file, but said the list of names is incomplete. They still aren't giving out the whole list, should they have to. The BSA never released the names of alleged perpetrators to the public or authorities, maybe because they were alleged. It's a tough call, but at the same time, as a parent, I would have liked to have known the amount of abuse going on in each state. I would have liked to have known this information, tell you the truth. I mean, it would have been nice.
Someone should have access to these files just so that these people cannot get into other positions where they're dealing with children.
Right.
For that reason alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is tough for me because I used to always defend the Boy Scouts because I just really love the organization. And like I said, my boys have been in it and my husband, Eagle Scout. I mean, I'm surrounded by people with Eagle Scout and I absolutely love that part of it. And I think this is the nefarious part of it. And I just don't think, I think that people thought maybe there was some more checking accountability and not kept so internally. That's what I'm thinking. And I might be wrong. I just, for me as a parent, it's rather shocking when you see the numbers. That's high, 12,000 kids. You know it's going to happen. You know that people are going to be drawn to the Boy Scouts because they might have a love for children that obviously is horrific. So you know that's going to happen. But I guess when you see it out there like this, it's impactful for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, in a way, it's moot now because the Boy Scouts are no longer there.
Yeah. Well, they're there. It's just Boy Scout / Girl Scout / we don't know what we are anymore, and people are leaving. The LDS Church has left, so it doesn't have the same impact anymore. I don't think of it even as the same organization anymore.
No,
it isn't. And I
But all those files are meaningless. Mm-hmm. The state of California is now teaching children in school that pedophilia is just another sexual identity. Just
what?
Like being homosexual or a lesbian, pedophilia.
It's an identity? It's not a crime?
No. They're saying that they're now teaching this in school. That pedophilia is just another sexual orientation.
Oh, my
perfectly
gosh.
Okay and normal.
Right, I'm completely horrified. We talked about this happening.
Yes, we have.
For the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
Dr. Pesta and Alex Newman of The New American did a thing on this, and it was really good. But why make an issue out of these lists if they're teaching our children that it's okay to be a pedophile?
Yeah.
But we've got serious problems going on in this world.
Yeah, I know. And you were just talking about California, right?
Yeah. And how can parents allow this? This is what baffles me.
Yeah.
The parents see this. The news comes out.
Mm-hmm.
On one hand, you have people suing organizations because their kids were molested, but the schools are teaching them pedophiles are normal.
Right. Yeah.
You can't have it both ways.
You're right. Boy, it didn't take long, did it?
No.
Yeah.
Less than a year.
Jeez.
Because when transgenderism became a big issue, we said the next thing will be pedophilia. And here it is already.
And here it is.
I can't believe it happened so fast.
I know. Would having those files having been released, or at least where parents were able to know to the extent of some abuses in certain states and things like that, would they have been able to be a little bit more on their guard, maybe a little bit more able to talk to their kids about it so that a kid didn't feel like they were the only one? Those are the questions that come up for me as a parent. I don't think that we should ever blindly trust, but I also don't want to have to be suspicious of everybody either, right?
That's right.
So that is a really weird fine line that we parents have to cross. But I do think that this information, even though I know it was very internal, that should have, because it's a very public organization too, that should have been known. When kids are going on camping trips and things like that with leaders, I don't know, something in me says that we should have had more notice of these growing file numbers for years. That's a lot of victims, and that is a lot of volunteers swept up into that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says alleged, so I'm not going nuts over it. I'm just saying that the numbers vary. 7,000? I mean, come on. That's ludicrous. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Bedrock Quartz, hands down, is the countertop company you need when hitting your deadlines. Their pricing is competitive, the quality is top-notch, and the service is excellent. Everyone we dealt with was knowledgeable, professional, and courteous. Even with all the questions we contractors have, it was clear that even the installers had customer service training and practiced it. Cleanup? What cleanup? We didn't even know they had come, except the client's countertop was installed and done on time. Call Bedrock Quartz today or visit bedrockquartz.com.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I have all my employees in my company take Balance of Nature. And what it does is it's reduced my sick time to having someone out every week, or sometimes, you know, two people out a week, to we have almost no out time at all. Ever since we've had all of our employees take it, I mean, it's been amazing. You know, they all fought and resisted at first. But then it's like, you know, it's like, yeah, you miss 4 days a month. I said, how much is it worth to you not to be sick?
As you know, the price of produce is always on the rise. Have the confidence to know you're getting the best possible price for organically grown whole fruits and vegetables with Balance of Nature. Call now to see how you can lock in your price of fruits and vegetables and get free shipping on every order. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
WMI Mutual Insurance Company has been insuring seniors and offering Medicare supplement policies for more than 30 years. They've earned a reputation for personal, courteous, and professional service, as well as accurate claim processing and affordable premiums. Understanding all of the insurance programs being offered to you is exhausting. Make it simple and easy. Visit WMIMedigap.com or call 801-263-8000 today to speak with a licensed company representative. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Don't miss out on The Active Life on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1450 AM, KZNU. Every Thursday afternoon from 5:30 to 6 p.m. The Huntsman World Senior Games Active Life will help you get the most out of your life. The Active Life is all about the senior community, full of motivational stories, inspiring moments, and people who add the gold to the golden years. Tune in every Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to The Active Life, right here on St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU. The Active Life is brought to you by the Huntsman World Senior Games.
In 1946, my amazing grandparents, Kay and Lale Wilkinson, founded Wilkinson's House of Lighting, and every day since, it has been our goal to provide you with outstanding selection, pricing, and especially service. Over the years, we have listened to the needs and wants of our customers. That's why, in addition to the fantastic selection of lighting fixtures, lamps, and ceiling fans, we also fill our showroom with the current trends in home decor. Whether you're looking for your go-to place for decor, or if you've already discovered us, come on in and see what's new in home decor. Wilkinson's, 88 East, 1160 South.
Lionsgate Recovery Center is a proud sponsor of Planet 105.1. Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery, helping people find recovery.
It's Kia Spring Savings Time at Findlay Kia.
Right now, buy a new 2019 Kia Optima
and get a $2,500 customer rebate,
plus $500 in bonus cash.
That's a 2019 Optima now for as low as $18,900 after rebate.
And right now, you can buy the all-new 2019 Kia Forte
for as little as $16,900
after $750 customer cash rebate.
Hurry to Spring Savings Time.
Offer expires April 30.
Findlay Kia, on the savings side of the freeway.
FindlayKiaSt.George.com. Stock number K31132 and K3083.
This is Kate Daly, and my show is brought to you by the Piano Gallery, located on the Bloomington exit, right by Bloomington Walmart. You can get a gorgeous piano for a great deal. Talk to John or Jamie. A piano makes a beautiful house a home. Home Flooring Connection. Need a new floor? Call the expert. Home Flooring Connection. HomeFlooringConnection.com. Best Mattress. The best place to buy Tempur-Pedic. Save up to $1,500 on Serta, Beautyrest, and Sherwood. Free delivery and setup with the Best Mattress 120-day satisfaction guarantee. Why shop anywhere else?
With the changing temperatures, heating and cooling systems can struggle to keep all areas of your house comfortable, like your bonus rooms, garage, enclosed patios, master bedrooms, casitas, and more. Air care professionals can help these troubled areas with their Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating Ductless System, offering individual comfort control to a more personal, defined space. Purchase a system from Air Care Professional this month and get up to $300 off and 0% equipment financing options OAC. Call 628-2423 or online at aircarepros.com.
You've got to see the new U-Brake iFix right here in St. George. The best choice to repair your cell phones, tablets, computers, drones, game consoles, and more. Diagnostics are always free, plus a warranty and a guarantee. Come see why we're different. It's the grand opening of U-Brake iFix at 245 Red Cliffs Drive next to Deseret Book.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Well, so the Boy Scouts, you're welcome to call 888-673-1450, of course. 888-673-1450. We are back after a short break and a little vacation, so I appreciate that, and I appreciate your patience, and hopefully you enjoyed some of the shows that ran while we were gone. I welcome back Uncle Milty, and the Boy Scout story is a big... It's a big story in that I think a lot of people will be surprised. And then, of course, when you just listening to Uncle Milty a second ago, talking about where California is going with this in their school system and what now they're teaching pedophilia to be.
Just sexual orientation.
Ouch. It is. It's very horrific. This is a crime against a child. A crime.
It's called rape.
Yeah. And I, there's few things that I think make me physically ill in this world. Abortion's one of them. This is one of them. There's a few things that actually give me a pit in the bottom of my stomach that it's hard for me to get rid of, and it's sick, and I almost can't think about it. And this is it. There were parents that were coming out concerned that they didn't understand the gravity of the problem within the Boy Scouts. Now, the Boy Scouts said that they were making sure that they never worked with the Boy Scouts again, and that's all they could have done. And okay. How do you feel about that? 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. Did you know it was, I'm sure you probably thought there could be issues and problems along the way. Did you realize it was that big?
I'm not so sure that the size is the problem. I think the fact that all those years the Scouts were trying to do something to prevent pedophiles from getting into their organization.
Right.
I think that's the important part of what this article is saying. Mm-hmm. It didn't become a problem until homosexuals started suing the Scouts because they weren't allowed to be in. That's when this became a problem. All along, they've been trying to keep them out,
But it sounds like pedophilia in general has been a problem for decades.
Pedophilia has always existed. Yeah. It was a problem in ancient Rome.
Right.
So that's not new. But they were working to keep it out of scouting. Mm-hmm. Were they successful? Not 100%.
Sure,
no, we don't even know how successful they were.
Right.
But they were trying to keep it out. It became a problem when the homosexuals said, No, you can't discriminate against us. Mm-hmm. There's no reason as homosexuals we can't come in and play with the boys. That's when it became a problem. How do you defend against that now? And at that moment was the start of the decline of the Boy Scouts of America.
Yeah. Yeah, I distinctly remember that because there were a lot of people calling in that were just so shocked where the direction of the organization. What surprises me is they weren't very shocked when we had ex-CIA leaders become the leaders of the Boy Scouts as far as in the administration. I thought that was kind of weird way back then. But then, yes, of course, this was very pivotal. This was the pivotal moment.
Of course it was.
And people started saying, I'm out. I'm done. And I think that's when actually my church decided, started the proceedings of thinking, what are we going to do and how are we going to get out of this? Which I'm really actually glad they're leaving it. But like we said, I mean, they've had files on people for a long time. I don't know what the files were, from 1960 to 1985 in each state. They haven't gone that far yet to go through each state.
No.
So the only numbers we have are select states that actually have gone after this to try and expose this. And I think, I think way back when, there was a lot more trust. I don't think people understood some of the things that were really going on or could be going on. I think it's just now, I think people are saying, I just always want to know, just let me know so that I know how to deal with my child in an organization. And if they're having a tremendous amount of problems, I want to know. If they're having a small problem, I want to know. But I want to know.
Yeah.
And I think that's fair that a parent know when they're sending their kid off to a camp for a week. They should know what kind of problem they're looking at. I think kids can be trained on how to deal with situations, how to get out of situations. But then again, that these are kids, too.
Well, and that, again, there's the dilemma. You can teach your children at home to watch out for this.
Right.
And then they go to school and the teacher says, oh, you don't have to watch out for that.
That's just
normal.
An orientation.
Yeah,
that's just who you choose.
It's just like if you were homosexual, Johnny.
Right. The man-boy love organization.
Yeah.
What's it called? Mambo or
something like that.
That's been alive and well for a long time, and it's disgusting and horrific. And I'm with all of you. it's hard to stomach. It's even a hard topic to talk about because people have such a hard time, you know, digesting it. We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems everywhere you turn right now with that going on. And I feel bad for those victims that thought they were alone. I really do, that thought they were the only one that never came out and said anything even to their parents because maybe they thought they were the only person that happened to. I don't know. It's really unfortunate and sad. So as this information comes out within the states, I think each state will start really exposing this now. That'll be very interesting.
To say the
Jeez.
Least.
Jeez. Oh, I know. I feel the same way. It's kind of like, tough. But we'll see what happens. A lot of people posting comments about it, outraged. A lot of people saying, well, didn't you realize? I mean, of course. I mean, this isn't a shock, and I'm not surprised at all. And why is anyone surprised? I don't know. I think I have a little bit more surprise going on for me just because I didn't think the numbers were what they were. But anyway.
Yeah, the numbers don't surprise me.
Yeah? No?
Not a bit.
Jeez. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. In today's show, we'll be talking about Mexican soldiers stop and disarm U.S. troops. We'll be talking about that in the last hour. Also, Social Security. I wanted to mention this because this is kind of interesting. That Bob Adelman wrote this. And before I move on to that, I'll take a caller because I'm guessing it's on the same topic as Boy Scouts. Go right ahead, caller. Hi, caller.
Yes. You were talking about this pedophile situation
yes.
with the Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I've discovered, I had a very dear friend who was a contractor that had mm-hmm. been with scouting for years.
Right.
And he ended up being master scout and just loved it.
Yeah.
And then the kids loved him. I was there. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. They come up and hug him all the time. And mm-hmm. then somebody came up and told him one day, those boys can't hug you anymore. he had four boys of his own. And
yeah.
it was just ridiculous. So
it
he
is.
Took them on and said, you can't do this to me. Mm. And he ended up quitting because they felt very strongly about this. I think there's a fine line on all this, too.
I do.
The more divorces we get in this country and boys are without a father, then they go to scouting and they look up these men like they're gods,
yes.
you know. There's a fine line on all this. I don't know where you draw it, but I hate to see scouting.
I do too. I really do.
Look at all of our astronauts. How many of our astronauts are very proud of the fact, and leaders in the military are very proud of the fact that they were Eagle Scouts?
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't, it's just another way to set up an example for young men. You know?
I agree with you. Wholeheartedly, I agree with your call. Thank you. Thanks for that. And
Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
One subject I would love to see you take on and investigate a little bit more is what our country is going through right now, and that is the United Nations Agenda 21.
Oh, I've done
United
a lot of shows
States
on that, but I'll do it again.
I would love to hear more people's feelings about that because, as far as I'm concerned, I've done a lot of research on it, and it's the root of a lot of our problems right now.
It is. It is. I've done numerous shows in the last 5 years over that, but I will absolutely take it on again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've covered it in depth.
For you.
Yeah, in depth, in depth.
They had, just recently on Facebook, they had a woman who was interviewed who was on the, I'm sorry, I don't know the particular aspects of it, but she was on the committee that had an awful lot to do with making major decisions on the caravan that's coming up. And with a lot of research, they discovered that a lot of the money is coming through corporations that are funded and banks that are funded from the United Nations. Because all of those people are coming up here. Yeah. Somebody's paying for it.
Yeah.
And they always want to say George Soros. Well, George Soros is one of the prime people in the United Nations.
He is.
So that's not shocking.
No, it's not at all. And it's coming through, too, from the Organization of the United States. It's a group. I'm trying to think of their formal name. I'm going to get it wrong. But George Soros backs it. And they were putting ads out down in South America for people to join the caravan. And so I did a whole show on that, an entire hour on that. And tracing the money back. So I appreciate it.
I wish I had more time to listen to you. Because
well, thank
the
you.
The few times that I've had time to listen, I'm just so impressed with the things that you've come up with. Amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I believe so much in talk radio because it's our one way of expressing ourselves where the press is not in there, you know.
I do,
saying,
too.
No, you can't say this. You can't say that.
You got it. Okay. Me, too. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. It's
hi there.
Steve.
Hi, Steve from New Jersey.
Real quick, I was in Scouts from probably when I was a wee low all the way through to Explorers. I never saw anything ever occur.
Right.
I had great leaders. I was very involved in it.
Sure.
Probably some of the most fondest memories in my lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame that I don't think it's as, personally from my experience, I don't think it's as widespread as they act like it is.
Okay.
Just my viewpoint.
Okay.
I just didn't see. And if it did occur, it occurred really, really quietly. But don't forget,
right.
I'm 65, so
yeah.
Who knows, you know? But
yeah.
Another thing I want to bring up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about what, do you know who Kate Smith is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about it today. Yes.
Oh, thank you. You're the only show that's talking. I live in outside of Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an abomination, man.
Yeah.
This is nothing more. I don't want to take your wind away from it. Just my opinion is this is not what it seems to be.
Yep.
Because she sings God Bless America.
Oh, I
and
know.
That's all I got to say to you.
I know.
And she did a beautiful rendition of it.
She
heartfelt,
did.
And as a Flyer fan, which I am, it runs chills up my spine every time I hear it.
Yeah.
But they've taken that away.
When they said Kate Smith, I thought, now who? I mean, give me a break. And there was an article about going after. If you go after her, you got to go after the New York Yankees, and we'll be talking about that. So,
good,
I mean, it's
good.
Insane. Yeah, thank you so much, Steve. Really appreciate
no
it.
No problem. Thank you. Bye.
I echo his sentiments in that I never had problems. I never saw problems within the Boy Scouts. And so that's why I'm saying it was alleged that many perpetrators, that many people involved that were about over 7,000 in the states that we know about that have exposed their numbers.
Well, I think one of the reasons that it wasn't as prevalent as some people think it was because of these lists that were maintained.
Right.
They kept these people out.
Yeah.
Once again, it didn't become an issue until they sued and said, you can't discriminate against us because
we're
perverts.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And that was the downfall. Now, let me throw this at everybody. What effect do you think that same thing's having on Little League Baseball or the American Youth Soccer Organization?
You're right.
Do you think there's any people in there that might shouldn't be there?
Yeah, I do. And unfortunately, yes. And the world that we live in, unfortunately, we're going to see more and more and more problems with this. This is a huge, huge topic moving forward.
Because you can't keep those people out anymore.
Yes, yes.
It's discrimination.
In fact, it is. There's a big case today, or a big case that's going to be going through. Supreme Court's going to be coming in on three different cases. One of them involves two gay men that were fired, and one of them involves a transgender that was fired. And they say it was right after they were found out that they were transgender and switched over, and the other one was just second week they found out I was gay, they dropped us. Well, that's going to the Supreme Court. And depending on which way they go, the Supreme Court, depending on how they rule, it could mean that you can't claim that as a grounds for firing. You can't do that. Or you can no matter what. And so it's going to be interesting territory when we start seeing how much that issue comes into play, because they're saying, does sex discrimination, is that part of transgender bias, sex discrimination? And for homosexuals, it is the, you know, discrimination there too. So we have some interesting things coming up in the Supreme Court.
Yep.
And I think right now a lot of people think that it will sway one way always. I think that we need to be open for surprises for how people go on these on some of these decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I think judges are bought and sold every day of the week, too, and especially Roberts. And so there's nothing you can count on. But if they can sue no matter what, that means that you will never have any recourse. You have to hire. And you don't, as an employer, you have no rights then. Your rights are demolished in favor of somebody just saying, I'm gay.
Yep.
You don't. So who has more rights? Are they equal? No, because that just gave LGBTQ, if this goes that their way, that gives them more rights than the average person out there. That's the problem I have with it.
That's right.
All right. We'll be right back on the live show, national show. And of course, you got to join us and call in. I want to hear your calls on some of these topics today. Glad to be back in and be right back on KateDallyRadio.com.
AWI Networks is Southern Utah's most reliable internet provider. Plus, we have another great feature for members of the AWI Networks family. It's our generous referral program. For every person you refer that signs up with AWI Networks, you get a $50 credit on your account. You enjoy super fast and reliable internet, tell your friends and family, and get rewarded handsomely. It starts at AWINetworks.com.
AWI, AWI.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4, Leeds.